Blog Talk Radio.
Belong to only one, and that is the true and the living Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, the King of the universe, the Savior and the Redeemer of the world. Let everything that have breath praise the mighty Yahweh by saying Hallelujah, for it is my pleasure to be on the broadcast, the true word. My name is Brother Elkanah ben Israel. I'm the spiritual leader and teacher of the House of Israel of Atlanta. We welcome you to this broadcast. My people today, it is a blessing to be here, for we're going to be speaking of something mighty wonderful today. So we want you to stay tuned. We want you to be informed of who is the greatest. Now, we're going to see. We're going to see who is the greatest there is. And beside him, there is none else. We're going to see. So that's why it's very important that we understand the words of the true and living Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, the King of the universe, the Savior and the Redeemer of the world. Praise the mighty Yahweh. But we're going to try to have some music to play to praise the Almighty. And of course, today, even though we're having technical difficulties, we're going to finish the great broadcast that we have today. And must I say, my people, we're going to be speaking of the glory of all glories, the King of all kings. We're going to be talking about the Almighty today. It's so very important that we speak about the one who woke us up today, the one who made the sun shine by day and the moon by night, the one who is the greatest and can be compared to no one in the world. So let everything that have breath praise him, because he deserves it. If it wasn't for him, we would be nothing. There would be no breath in our nostrils. There would be nothing that we could say. There would be nothing that we could do. There would be no one that we could praise. You could praise the false gods if you want to, but none of them have breath in their nostrils because they don't exist. Because beside the Almighty, there's none else. And we're very blessed today because we're going to be speaking of the Almighty. And before we get into our subject, we're going to go into speaking about a great lady, a sister that was on earth. And we praise the Almighty that he blessed us to be able to even get to know this sister, because she was the mother of one of the greatest prophets that had ever lived in this world. And of course, I'm speaking of the late, great Moray Elisha. And must I say, before we get into speaking of our beloved departed sister, we're going to try to have a song praising the Almighty. It looks like our technical difficulty minutes are gone, and it looks like we're going to be able to give glory and honor to the Creator by song. And the song is called Exodus, sung by none other than my queen, Yanis Batzion Israel. I know you're going to enjoy it. Praise y'all. Mighty Yahweh, are you ready to go home? And of course, I'm speaking to my people, Israel, and all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of this earth. Truly, you are the chosen people of the Almighty. And as a matter of fact, anyone in the entire earth that may not be an Israelite, we're very glad that you were able to tune in today, because we're going to be speaking of your maker and mine. We're going to be speaking of the glory of the Almighty. The Almighty does not get the glory and the honor that he deserves. And must I say, today, he's going to get it. He got it yesterday, because yesterday was the day that we were to honor him. Yesterday was the day that we were to worship him. Yesterday was the day that he had ordained from the beginning of time, when he sanctified, hallowed, and blessed the seventh day of the week, which is none other than what man called the S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y. This is the day that the Creator has ordained to be worshiped. And as a matter of fact, you'll see beyond the shadow of a doubt that everyone that is remaining in the world in the latter days, they're going to know it too. Oh, yes, you can rest assured they're going to know our Elohim, because our Elohim is the Elohim of Elohims. Hallelujah. So today, we're going to mainly talk about him. I know in a lot of cases we talk about who we are. We're the Hebrew Israelites. We're his chosen. And the Almighty has us written in the palm of his hands. But today, we're going to give glory and honor to our Maker. We're going to talk about the glory of Yahweh, the King of Glory. And before we get into our subject, as I mentioned, a great lady that walked on the face of the earth, a beautiful sister, a sister who lived 96 years, Sister Beatrice Thomas. Sister Beatrice Thomas was a beloved sister who was called B. Everyone knew her as B. Well, today we want to dedicate to her family this broadcast because it was B who born our beloved brother, Mori Elisha ben Israel, or may I say, the late great Mori Elisha Elkanah Israel. He was a servant of the Most High, and he had a beautiful mother. She lived to be 96 years old. She passed on the 5th of this month in November. She was born in the 4th month, the APRIL month, on the 4th day in 1918. She was born in Mitchell Station, Alabama. She was born by her parents, Sam and Dora Tanks Thomas. This beloved queen had 5 children, 9 grandchildren, 16 great-grandchildren, and 2 great-great-grandchildren. Praise the mighty Yahweh. May Yahweh rest her soul. May she and our beloved brother, Elisha, be part of the remnant. May we all be part of the remnant that hear the sound of my voice, and even my people that are yet to know who they are. May the Most High have mercy on her soul, that one day he would rise up to live forever. I'm honored to be here today because, my people, we need to give honor to the only one who deserves it. None of us deserve honor and praise and glory but Yahweh. Yahweh is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the Elohim, or in some people call God, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. These were the forefathers of the so-called African Americans, who we are today, and all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of the world. We are his chosen people. And may I say, we are his chosen people. So in other words, he is our Father. He is the Almighty. He is the Holy One of Israel. And he deserves our honor. And so we're going to go to Jeremiah, the 9th chapter, to start this off so that we can see what thus said Yahweh. Let's look at the Creator's words. Let's look at his magnificence. Let's look at his greatness, because it can never be too often emphasized. All the great things that the Creator did, all the great things that he do today, all the great things that he have in store in the future, we couldn't keep enough programs. We couldn't make enough programs talking about the glory of the Most High. So we'll do the best we can within the time span that we have. And here's what the Almighty let his prophet Jeremiah know concerning himself. And it reads in Jeremiah, the 9th chapter, the 23rd verse, "Thus said Yahweh, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. But let him that glorieth. That means let him that brag, that love to brag about themselves, love to brag about what they got, let them that glory, glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am Yahweh, which executed loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, said Yahweh. Hallelujah. See, we should be trying to be in tune with the things that Yahweh delight in. I know we could talk all day about what we like and what our desires are to be. But Yahweh, he loves when we brag about him, when we understand and know him. See, because you're going to have to know, believe, and understand. All three come into play. If you leave one out, you'll have some doubt. So that's why you got to praise Yahweh, because in everything that he said, did you hear me? Everything that he said is true and righteous altogether. Now understand what I mean. Everything about the Almighty was done in perfection. Everything. Remember what the Creator said after every verse in Genesis, the first chapter, when he created the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is? I'll give you an example. In Genesis 1, this is what the Creator said concerning the first day. He said, after all the things that he had made, you'll see what he says constantly through this chapter. For instance, in the fourth chapter, or may I say, I'll start in the first chapter, the third verse, when Elohim said, let there be light, and there was light. And Elohim saw the light, that it was good. He saw the light, that it was good. Because that's what he spoke into existence. He spoke into existence light. Praise Yahweh. That's why you only had evening and morning. Because that's what he spoke into existence. And you notice he said it was good. See, everything when he made it in the 10th verse, and Elohim called the dry land earth, and the gathering of the waters called he seas, and Elohim saw that it was good. That means it was the best. It was perfect. Everything that he did was perfect. In the 12th verse, and the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after its kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind, and Elohim saw that it was good. Do we see that it was the best for us? Do we see that it was perfect? Because Yahweh is perfect. 18th verse, he said, or in the 17th verse, and Elohim set them, meaning the lights, in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And Elohim saw that it was good. All the way down. Look at the 21st verse. And Elohim created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And Elohim saw that it was good. Furthermore, in the 25th verse, and Elohim made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and Elohim saw that it was good. Hallelujah. And then look at the 31st verse. And Elohim saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Hallelujah. Everything the Creator made was the best. Let's say hallelujah to that. The Most High is the best. How can we not give glory and honor to the only one who deserves it? And just to think, people don't truly give their praise and honor and glory to Yahweh alone, the one who made all these things. They give it to creatures and not the Creator. They give it to men and not the Most High. They give it to false gods that they had to make with their own hands and that somebody invented with their little pea brains. They're giving glory to creatures and not to the Creator. And it was him that saw that everything that he had made was perfect. It was good. It was the best. As a matter of fact, he put the word very in front of good. That means it was truly the best. Hallelujah. So in other words, we should be giving our best for him, seeing what he has done for us. If we say we love him, we'll honor him and give him the glory he deserves. So in other words, the Creator told us in Jeremiah 9, let him that like to brag, let him brag about this. All day long, Yahweh love for us to brag on him and to give honor and glory to him and no one else. For instance, let's go further. Let me show you how magnificent the Creator is, in case you didn't know him. Now, let's think. He's our Elohim. Now, when I say our, again, I'm speaking to the so-called African Americans and all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of the world. It was Yahweh who made us. What do we look like not giving him praise and thinking about ourselves rather than thinking about him and how he woke us up today? Because there was no way you could hear me today, if you can, if it wasn't for Yahweh. There's no way you can even be breathing today, must I say, if it wasn't for Yahweh. So let everything that have breath praise him by saying hallelujah. And guess what? The white man, the Chinese, the Japanese, the Koreans, the Africans, all the Asians, all the Arabs, everyone should be praising Yahweh because he made them too. He made us all. For instance, in the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter, let's go there, Isaiah chapter 40, and see what thus said Yahweh concerning himself to the prophet Isaiah to give unto us. In Isaiah, the 40th chapter, the 25th verse, this is what it reads. To whom then will you liken me? Or shall I be equal? Hallelujah. So Yahweh is asking a question. To whom then? To whom then will you liken me? See, in other words, before he made this statement, he made a statement in this chapter that is profound concerning himself. This is what he said in the 12th verse. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand. Could we do that? No. Or meted out heaven with the span and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure. Oh, my goodness. And weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance. You know, some of these same things the Creator asks us in these scriptures. In various other places, he asks these questions. These questions that our little brains ain't no way we can answer. We can't even comprehend the things the Creator has done unless he reveal it to us. All we can do is when he say these things, is say, hallelujah, praise you, Yahweh. Yes, you did do it. We know it was you that measured the waters in the hollow of your hand. We know it was you. We know it was you who comprehended the dust in a measure and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance. Who has directed the spirit of Yahweh and being his counselor has taught him. You know, and it amazes me. It amazes me that people believe that some JC or Yahshua or Yahawashi or whatever you want to call them, that this was the Creator in human form, like us. See, we were made in his image and after his likeness. But Yahweh can't be compared to no one, period. Do you understand, my people? Do you understand whoever hear the sound of my voice? Yahweh can never be compared to anyone. So in other words, he said in the 14th verse, with whom took he counsel? And who instructed him and taught him in the path of judgment? And taught him knowledge and showed to him the way of understanding? It certainly couldn't have been a creature. It was no one. The Almighty is letting us know, and he's asking us a question. With whom took he counsel? And who instructed him and taught him in the path of judgment and taught him knowledge? It is Yahweh that giveth knowledge. Yahweh said in the 15th verse, behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket and are counted as the small dust of the balance. And behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. And Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beast thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing. They are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. Hallelujah. To whom then will you liken Elohim? Or what likeness will you compare unto him? Hallelujah. I praise Yahweh that he would ask us these questions. I praise Yahweh that he would acknowledge to bring these words to his prophet Isaiah to give to us to consider. All nations before him are like nothing. You can't compare the Creator if you added all the nations that he made up, that they would be equal to his magnificence and his greatness and his majesty and his honor and his glory, because he made them. They should be bowing to him, and they're going to one day. All nations are going to bow to Yahweh, not to the gods that they have created, but they're going to bow to him. In Isaiah, the 46th chapter, and the 5th verse, look what he asks. Again, to whom will you liken me and make me equal and compare me that we may be alike? Hallelujah. who can we compare to the Creator? Now, must I say, people have tried to compare themselves to the Creator in the very book called the Bible. Do you understand, my people? Maybe you didn't hear what I said. Because some of you all are trying to learn how to serve Yahweh and how to honor him. Well, first of all, you can't honor him being a Christian. It's impossible for you to honor the Almighty being a Muslim. It's impossible for you to honor the Creator and you're being in a religion called Islam. For these are man-made religions, as well as Judaism and every ism and schism. It doesn't give glory to the Creator. It only gives glory to man. All Jehovah's Witnesses are giving glory to a man named Russell, because before they were called Jehovah's Witnesses, they were called the Russellites. And of course, understand, my people, all religions are man-made. You'll never see the word religion in Holy Scripture, nowhere, period. Because Yahweh never gave us a religion. Yahweh never gave us a schism or an ism. We are a nation. We are a covenant people. We were given laws and statutes and commandments and covenants by the Creator. And so, therefore, he didn't give us anything like other people. And we should praise Yahweh for that. Understand just how much he loves us. So we better get to know him, because we're going to have to, because we're going to have to face him on what is called Judgment Day. Did you know that? Now, despite everything I just showed you, where Yahweh is constantly asking, who can you compare me to? Who can you liken me to that we might be equal? Now, some of you all who claim you love the Creator, some of you all don't realize you're endorsing a book that speaks against this. See, understand, in the book of Daniel, the 7th chapter, the Creator warned us. Daniel chapter 7, let me show you what he warned us. And then I'm going to show you in the very book that many of our people are in today that disputes what I just read to you in Isaiah the 40th chapter, in Isaiah the 46th chapter. For instance, in Daniel the 7th chapter, the Creator prophesied that the fourth beast in the 25th verse would speak these words that I'm about to read in the 25th verse of Daniel 7. It says, concerning the fourth beast, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and a dividing of time. So in other words, I'm not surprised that the white man who gave you the New Testament, I'm not surprised that he's speaking great words against the Most High, and I'm going to prove my point. Let's go to Philippians in the New Testament. Let's go to Philippians, the 2nd chapter of the New Testament. Despite what I read to you, all the things the Creator, because this program is dedicated to giving glory and honor to Yahweh, and in remembrance of our beloved Sister B, the mother of the late great prophet Moray Elisha ben Israel, out of the House of Israel in Cincinnati, Ohio. And in Philippians, the 2nd chapter, this is what I want you to look at. I want you to see this. In Philippians, the 2nd chapter, despite me showing you that Yahweh asking constantly, who can you compare me to? Who can you liken me to that we might be equal? Well, guess what? Look what it says in the verse 6 of Philippians 2. It reads in the 5th verse, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God." Meaning, he thought it wasn't robbery to be equal to the Creator. See, for somebody to tell you that they come in their Father's name and they're coming to honor the Father, and then to have the nerve to say that he didn't even think it was robbery to make himself equal with the Almighty Yahweh, you got to be a fool to believe in such a man. Well, must I have you to write down the Piso family, P-I-S-O. Do research on it. Google it. Yahoo it. Do whatever it takes to see about it. And do the research and find out that the Piso family and the man named Marcion, M-A-R-C-I-O-N, these are people who used to live years ago. Marcion, being the one who canonized the New Testament of the Bible, wrote and made up the characters that many of you all cherish, including your boy, you know, Jesus, the one who thought it wasn't robbery to make himself equal with the Most High. Now, he could say that all day long, because the only one that's really doing the talking is Marcion and the Piso family. Because when you read Matthew's to Revelations, you're not reading the words of Yahweh, for Yahweh does not even speak in the New Testament of the Bible. And furthermore, even though this is blasphemy, even though as Yahweh prophesied in Daniel 7, verse 25, that they would speak great words against the Most High. Now, how defining can you get with that? Yahweh said, "Who can you liken me to?" And they picked out somebody named Yahshua, JC, call him what you want. But nevertheless, he couldn't compare to the Most High. Now, I got to show you, furthermore, how I know that you can't compare him to the Most High. It's impossible. For instance, let's look at the book. Let's go back to Isaiah. Let's go back to Isaiah. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 45. Yeah, that's right. Isaiah, the 45th chapter. Look and see what the Creator told us in verse 20. This is what it reads. "Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together, you that are escaped of the nations." And before I keep reading, I got to make an announcement. At 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 20 minutes approximately from now, we're going to open our phone lines up. You can call and ask any questions you want. You can make any comments you want. All you have to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1, and we're going to put your question or your comment on the air. 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1 after that, and we're going to put your question or your comment on the air. Because I realize across the world, I am offending various people who believe in Yahshua or Yahawashi or Jesus, call him what you want. But he was none other than the biggest lie ever created by a man named Marcion and a family called the Piso family. Every character in the New Testament It's just that. They were characters. In Isaiah, the 45th chapter, furthermore, in the 20th verse, I'll start reading again. It says, "Assemble yourselves and come and draw near together, you that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image and pray unto a deity that cannot save." So that's what you do when you pray to the one that died on a piece of wood. You know, they died on a cross, a piece of wood. That's who many of our people pray to. That's who many of our people honor. That's the one they said that died for our sins. The one that died on a piece of wood. Tell you and bring them near. Yeah, let them take counsel together who has declared it from ancient time. Who has told it from that time? Have not I Yahweh, and there is no Elohim beside me, a just Elohim and a Savior. There is none beside me. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am Elohim and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return. Now listen to this, that unto me every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall swear. You hear that? He said, unto me, every knee is going to bow, and every tongue is going to swear. Despite this truth, whether you believe it or not, that is going to occur. Go back to the same chapter in the New Testament of Philippians, the second chapter, and see furthermore these great words against the Most High. Yeah, that's right. Let's look at the 9th and the 10th verse and the 11th verse. Now check it out. Despite what I just read, unto me, Yahweh said unto me, every knee shall bow. That means they will bow. And every tongue will swear. Okay, well, look what it says. In the 9th verse of Philippians, the 2nd chapter, wherefore Elohim also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Ain't that something? That at the name, not of Yahweh, but at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I can't say hallelujah out of that, because these are great words against the Most High. If Yahweh said unto him, every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to swear, Yahweh is never going to return those words. His words, as he mentioned in Isaiah, the 55th chapter, understand, if Yahweh says something, let's get to know the Creator now. In Isaiah, the 55th chapter, let me show you when Yahweh speaks the results of it. For it says, in the 10th verse of Isaiah 55, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may bring seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Hallelujah. I ain't never, have you? I've never seen when the rain cometh down and the snow as well, that it just returned back to the sky from which it came. It returned back to the cloud from which it was born. Never saw it. Have you? Have you ever saw it just jump back up in the sky? Have you ever seen the rain just jump back up in the sky? That's the way the Almighty compared his word to. He said, once it goes forth out of his mouth, it won't return to him void. He said, it shall accomplish that which he pleased, and it's going to prosper in the thing whereto he sent it. Now, some of you all, you claim you believe that, but you don't. And you show it when you trust in the gods of your own enemies. This was the God that they beat into our ancestors when we came here and told us that you're going to bow to him. They beat that into our foreparents. Some of you all have been taught to give him a Hebrew name like Yahshua or Yahawasha or Yahushua or all these other fancy Hebrew names. But you must understand, Yahweh said, unto him shall every knee bow, and unto him shall every tongue swear. Do you believe that? Or do you think he's going to share his glory and give it to another? No, he don't do that. Just read Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, the 8th verse. Yahweh lets us know, I am Yahweh. That is my name. And my glory will I not give to another, nor my praise to graven images. For you notice in Philippians, the 2nd chapter, compared to Isaiah, the 45th chapter, where Yahweh clearly lets you know, unto him shall every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear. That means they will. You notice, you see a suggestion in the New Testament that in the 10th verse of Philippians 2, it says that in the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. That means you should, but you really, you know, can make a decision not to. And that every tongue should confess. But see, you really need to understand who you really going to be confessing to and who you're going to be swearing and bowing down your knees to. Because Yahweh said you will bow to him, and nothing that he said will ever return void. And Yahweh, he made it emphatic in the book of Numbers, the 23rd chapter, the 19th verse. This is what it reads. Very important that you see or hear this word. Look what it says. In Numbers, the 23rd chapter, the 19th verse, it says, Elohim is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. He said, has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Hallelujah. These are things that you and I should never forget. If the Almighty makes a statement, it's never going to return. It's going to stick like glue, because the Most High is the true and living Elohim. And he's not like a man. We were made in his image. But Yahweh is not a man that he should lie. Now, we might lie, but he don't lie, because he the Most High. So let's understand. You can't compare yourself, and you can't compare that God that you done chose for yourselves to him. Furthermore, let's look and see, can you bring a word against the Creator? Can somebody speak against him? Sure they can, just like the heathens are doing. But this is what the Almighty lets us know in the book of Proverbs, the 21st chapter. Let's look at it. Proverbs, the 21st chapter, Look what thus said Yahweh concerning if you wanted to try to battle against the Almighty and His laws. This is what He said in the 30th verse. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against Yahweh. Let me read that again. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against Yahweh. Hallelujah. You don't have a leg to stand on against the Most High. So in other words, if you believe anything other than what He said that proceed out of His mouth, you're just believing a lie. That's all. You're just believing a lie. Furthermore, because this goes further, so that we can understand just how great the glory of Yahweh is. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, if you have any questions concerning what I'm speaking of or comments, all you have to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air in about 8 minutes. We're going to be opening the phone lines up. Let's go to the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Look what the true and living Elohim lets us know concerning Himself. In the 10th verse, despite the Jehovah's Witnesses knocking on your doors, this is what the Creator has to say. In the 10th verse, ye are my witnesses, said Yahweh, and my servant, whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me, and understand that I am He. Before me, there was no Elohim formed, neither shall there be after me. I am Yahweh, and beside me, there is no Savior. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise be to the mighty Yahweh. Yahweh said, beside me, there is no Yahawashiah. There is no Haile Selassie. There is no A-L-L-A-H. There is no Yahshua. There is no J-E-S-U-S that can save you. I'm the only Savior. And beside me, there is none else. Hallelujah. Let's see what he reiterates in the book of Hosea, the 13th chapter of Hosea, and see what he reiterates concerning him being the only Savior there is. Hosea, the 13th chapter. Look what it reads. It's so very important that we look at this because these are the words of the true and living Elohim. Hosea, the 13th chapter, the 4th verse. Look what it says. Yet I am Yahweh, thy Elohim, from the land of Egypt, and thou shalt know no Elohim but me, for there is no Savior beside me. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. For those of you all that believe in the three Godhead, you have just been condemned. For those of you all who believe in praying to Yahweh in the name of another God, you have just been condemned. Look at the commandment that you broke. He said, yet I am Yahweh, thy Elohim, from the land of Egypt. And thou shalt know no God but me. That's a commandment. Some of you all, you say you're honoring the Father, the Son, and the Ghost. the three Godhead. You have made Christ, Yahshua, Yahawashah, your other God. And Yahweh told you, thou shalt have no Elohim but me. For there is no Savior beside me. Savior means there's no one else that can save you. For didn't you know that the thing that you're believing in couldn't even save himself? And you think he can save you? In other words, what do I mean? Well, I'll show you what I mean. Christ couldn't even save himself. And if he had it all together, if he really was Yahweh's right-hand man who Yahweh had told to come down and defy his own law, after he said in Deuteronomy 24, verse 16, the father shall not be put to death for the children, neither shall the children be put to death for the fathers, but every man shall be put to death for his own sin. Despite that, how is it that someone can come down and die for your sins and he was sent by Yahweh? Oh, no. You're fooling yourself. See, you're fooling yourself. You've been duped. You've been hoodwinked. You've been bamboozled. You've been led astray. For instance, he couldn't even save himself. He didn't even want to die for the sins of the world, as the people are preaching today. Some of your relatives of who you're listening today, some of your relatives right now won't hear a word you got to say when you say you serve Yahweh, because they are too clouded into believing this great lie. But yet, look at the ink pen of Marcion and the Piso family in Matthew's, the 26th chapter of the New Testament, and look at the attributes of such a man that you would believe in. Look at the courage that he had in Matthew's, the 26th chapter. Let's see how much courage he had compared to Moses in the book of Exodus when he said, Yahweh, because these people have made this golden calf and have did a great sin against you, blot me out. Don't kill them. Kill me, I pray thee, out of your book. But in Matthew's, the 26th chapter, in the 36th verse, it lets you know then cometh Christ with them unto a place called Gethsemane and said unto his disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be very sorrowful and very heavy. Then said he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thy will. So in other words, he was praying not to die. He was praying not to die. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep and said unto Peter, what could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And he went again the second time, praying, saying, oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. 2 times he prayed. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went again and prayed the 3rd time, saying the same lame words. What a punk. What a cop-out. What a coward.
What a sissy. What a fag. Praying that he wouldn't die. Epitome of you bringing your children to come to church, to listen to this, to accept this type of garbage, when you should be giving glory and honor to your maker. For any brother and sister that hear the sound of my voice, that you know you've been serving JC, you know you've been serving this Yahshua, Yahawasha, call him what you want, and you know right now in your bones, because you heard this, what has been said, you know deep down in your heart that now that you have been wrong for believing in this coward that the Paiso family and Marcion made up just for you and our people so that we could be hoodwinked and never return back to the Creator. So that we can be indulging in idolatry, which is the greatest sin recorded in Holy Scripture, where you serve other gods. And Yahweh commanded you in Hosea 13, verse 4, that thou shalt know no Elohim but me, for there is no Savior beside me. And look at the attributes of such one. Look at the attributes of this individual that you're reading about. This was someone who was praying. Supposedly, he was praying to the Creator. Praying. Now, don't you know Yahweh prays to no one? Don't you know, my people, this is a man that you're reading about that they had to wake up because he was tired from his journeys. He was weary from his journeys that he had made when he was lying and taking his entourage everywhere, telling all them lies about who he really is. And then when it came down to it, you mean to tell me he became a cop-out and started praying that it wouldn't even happen? And this is what the slave master beat into us. This is the epitome of our iniquity. Someone who didn't even want to die. You think about that for a minute. And you think about somebody who's praying to someone, begging that they live. Go to Psalms, the 121st chapter, and you got to see this in Psalms 121. Because there's no one who can compare to the Creator. No one. Yahweh don't have a mama. He made all mothers. He don't have a father. He made all fathers. He is the father of all the earth. He is the king of all kings, the master of masters, a great Elohim, a mighty and a terrible. Psalms, the 121st chapter, the first verse. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, which cometh my help. My help cometh from Yahweh, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither sleep nor slumber. Hallelujah. The Most High don't sleep. Do you understand? He don't slumber. He don't get tired and weary like we do. He giveth strength to the faint, power to the weary. That's what he do. No one can compare to the Most High. Go to Job chapter 41 and read about your Maker. Job 41. Yahweh was trying to tell Job just how much nobody can compare to him. And he put it into a truth of his one of his greatest creations. It's called one of the monsters, the great beast that he created called Leviathan. And this is what he asked him in the first verse of Job 41. He said, "Canst thou draw out Leviathan with an hook, or his tongue with a cord which thou lettest down?" This is one of the greatest, biggest beasts there ever was in the world. Yahweh made him, and Yahweh put him down. And Yahweh said in the second verse, "Canst thou put an hook into his nose, or bore his jaw through with a thorn? Will he make many supplications unto you? Will he speak soft words to you? Will he make a covenant with you? Will thou take him for a servant forever? Will thou play with him as with a bird? Or will thou bind him for thy maidens? Shall the companions make a banquet of him?" You know, like you do chicken and cows. "Shall they part him among the merchants? Canst thou fill his skin with barbed iron, or his head with fish spears?" You know, you can go fishing and hook the head of any fish you want. "Lay thine hand upon him. Remember the battle. Do no more." That means if you put your hand on him, you'll never forget it. "Behold, the hope of him is in vain. Shall not one be cast down even at the sight of him? None is so fierce that dare stir him up. Who then is able to stand before me? Who has prevented me that I should repay him? Whatsoever is under the whole heaven is mine." Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. "Whatsoever, y'all, is under the whole heaven is mine." Everything belongs to the Most High. Everything is subject to him. He bows to no one. He owes no one anything. He don't have to repent to anybody. He prays to no one. He didn't come out of the womb of a woman. He made woman out of the rib of a man. Who then can you compare the Creator to? For he made the angels and all the host of heaven. Furthermore, let's go to the book of Malachi. Very important that we go to Malachi because the true and living Elohim is going to let us know something in this great chapter of Malachi. In the book of Malachi, it's very important that everyone understands how we're to honor the Creator. Yahweh said in the 11th verse of the book of Malachi, "For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles." Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Y'all said, from the rising of the sun, even to the going down in Malachi 1 verse 11. He said, my name going to be great. And that's what we do. That's how we honor the Almighty. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same sun, this is how we worship the Creator on the Sabbath day. We start when the sun is rising and we end as it's going down. Because that is what every nation is going to do in the future. And we're going to show you and prove this to you. Now, we open our phone lines
And now the lines are open, and we're going to go to our callers right now. We're not going to waste no time. And, of course, if you'd like to call, all you have to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. And right now we're going to area code 770. Shalom, shalom. You on air?
Shalom, my Ray.
Shalom, shalom. That sounds like Elder Hadia.
That's who it is. You I'm going to be calling in and talking every time a show come on, and every time y'all give me the breath, I'm going to be calling and praising the mighty Yah's name, because he done brought me from a mighty long way.
Hallelujah.
And I don't have no shame in my game with calling and giving Yah the glory. If I have to call every day, I don't have a problem with it. And I just wanted to tell you this was a wonderful show. And I praise y'all for it. And I want to get that last book. You said it was Malachi. What chapter was it?
It was in Malachi, the first chapter, the 11th verse.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, well, wonderful job. Yeah, wonderful
praise
job.
The mighty Yahweh, sister. All praise to the mighty Yah. Good hearing your voice.
Amore, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. That sounds like your sister, Elder Noomi.
Noomi. Just
want
to say I enjoyed the program, and it's wonderful as always, and just keep it up, Lord, because we need this.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. All glory to him.
And
glad
I want to
you
thank
feel that
you
way.
Also for, I want to thank you also for informing the people about Maureen Alicia's mother. It was kind of a sad that we did not find out in time for us to be represented at her going home services. But nevertheless,
yeah.
Praise the mighty Yah that we were able to hear and that you were able to set aside some time to, praise Yah for her being the mother of Moray Elisha. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. And you're absolutely right. And on behalf of the entire houses of Israel here in Atlanta, Cincinnati, Jackson, Mississippi, Jacksonville, Florida, and Raleigh, North Carolina, we all give our condolences to her and our congregations. And so we love this sister, and we certainly loved her son. So we praise Yahweh. We had to do it.
Well, praise
Hallelujah.
Yah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
Yahweh. Y'all take care. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, all right.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. Now, remember, I promised to show you a scripture in the book of Isaiah, the 66th chapter, concerning how the whole world is going to be honoring the Creator. And we appreciate our beloved sisters, our elders, who've been doing such a great job at the House of Israel of Atlanta. I'm talking about truly beautifying the sanctuary of the Most High. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I believe that, because I want y'all to stay tuned, I want y'all to write this number down. I believe Sister Yanis is going to be speaking of the sanctuary and just the attributes and the things that's been going on at the sanctuary and how we're to glorify the Almighty. So I'm going to give you a phone number that you can call for Open Up Your Vision that's coming on at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number is area code 347-826-7630. That's the call-in number for Open Up Your Vision, hosted by my queen, Sister Yanis Israel, at area code 347-826-7630. Praise the mighty Yahweh. You don't want to miss it. In the meantime, in the book of Isaiah, the 66th chapter, let us read what thus said Yahweh in the future. And these words are coming out of the mouth of Yahweh. Now, what did I read in the book of Isaiah, the 55th chapter? What did I read by the mouth of Yahweh in the book of Numbers, the 23rd chapter, the 19th verse? It says,
when Yahweh says something, it will not return to him void. It will accomplish that which it pleases, and it's going to prosper in the thing whereto he sent it. You can rest assured of that. And then after I read this, well, before we read it, we're going to go to our caller. We got another caller from area code 447. Shalom, shalom, you're on the air.
Hello.
Shalom.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you, my sister.
You can hear me?
I can, yes, ma'am. Shalom.
Oh, good, hi. Shalom, it's Judiah from London here. How are you doing?
Oh, shalom, my beloved sister. I remember speaking to you not too long ago. Praise the mighty Yahweh, all the way from London, England.
That's correct, that's correct. I called because my husband would like to have a few words with you, so I'm going to hand you over.
Sure.
Hello?
Hey, shalom. Hello. How you doing, my beloved brother?
I'm well, thank you.
Praise Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's a wonderful, wonderful message. A wonderful message that I've been listening to.
Well, praise the mighty Yahweh, brother. All praise and honor belong to him, and it's good to hear your voice.
Truly, truly. And I just wanted to share one scripture that I would like you to read out, which is Isaiah 44, verse 24.
Sure. Oh, that's a great one. Yes, sir. Isaiah 44, verse 24. You just want me to read it, or you want me to expound on it, whatever you want me to do.
Yeah, no, that's just the scripture that I wanted to add to what you've been talking about, the glory of Yahweh.
Praise the mighty Yahweh, my beloved brother. And tell the whole audience, what's your name?
My name is Liam Daniels.
Okay, my beloved brother and beloved sister. It was wonderful. I'm going to read this verse. It was wonderful hearing from you all. Praise the mighty Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Thank you very
Hallelujah.
Much.
Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom, y'all. Continue to listen in. And you all know you can feel free to call at any time.
Praise Yah.
May Yahweh bless and keep you all. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. I guess we're going to go straight to the book of Isaiah, the 44th chapter, the 24th verse. And let's read this verse, and then we're going to go back to our phone lines. This is what it says. Thus said Yahweh, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb. I am Yahweh that maketh all things, that stretched forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself. Hallelujah. It is a great thing that our beloved brother had Yahweh's glory on his mind all the way from London, England, because we've been scattered, my people, to the four corners of this earth. And praise Yahweh, this verse truly gives glory and honor to our Maker, because it was him alone that stretched forth the heavens, that spread it abroad the whole earth by himself. And you know the nerve of the heathen to try to make us think that all this was done with Yahshua Christ or Yahawashah or some JC was nothing more than garbage. So praise the mighty Yahweh. And we're going to go straight to the phone lines at area code 803. Shalom, shalom. You're on air.
Shalom, shalom, Moray, Brother Glenn.
Shalom, beloved brother. Brother Glenn, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Praise Yahweh. I'm doing wonderful, my brother. Doing great.
Praise the mighty God. I just wanted to say what a beautiful program this is, and you're doing a wonderful job. And I would like for you to read Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6, because I want to add to that as well.
Sure.
And, may Yahweh bless and keep you and the whole house of Israel. Praise the mighty God. Hallelujah.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. I'm going to do just that, brother. Hallelujah. And may Yahweh bless you and your family continuously. Shalom, shalom.
You as well, Moray. Shalom, shalom.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. And I'm going to read this verse in Proverbs 30
And we're going to go straight back to the phone lines, Proverbs, the 30th chapter, and we're going to read verses 5 and 6. These are absolutely dynamic scriptures letting you know about the word of the Most High. Look what it says. Proverbs 30, verse 5. Every word of Elohim is pure. It is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. And it's amazing just how many people have been found to be liars, adding and subtracting from Yah's words. My beloved brother Glenn, that's a great, these are great, great verses giving glory and honor to the Most High that sets him completely apart. Every word of the Most High is pure, and it's a shield of protection in the day that you get judged, because at least when you stick by his word and you don't add or take away, you prevent yourself from being accused of being a bald-faced liar. Hallelujah. And we're going to go straight to area code 425. Shalom, shalom. You on there?
Shalom, shalom, and good afternoon, Moray. This is Sapphira.
Shalom, beloved sister Sapphira.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Praise the mighty Yahweh.
Awesome. I just want to comment that not only this program is an excellent program, just talking about the difference between Yah, the Most High, and this fictional character in the New Testament. But you said something yesterday during the Sabbath lesson that was just awesome. And I think I'm not trying to quote you, but you said that you can always imitate, but you will not be able to duplicate. And this is what they try to do with the New Testament.
Yeah.
They try to duplicate the wonders of Yah with, you know, Yahushua or Yeshua. And
that's
the
right.
Scripture that the brother brought out in Isaiah 44 that you just read about, that he does it all. Yah does it all. And I just
yes,
want to give
does.
Praise and glory and honor to that. And thank
Hallelujah.
You for such a lovely
Yah,
program.
Well, love
so I'm going
to praise the mighty Yah. Just beautiful hearing from you. And I'm glad you had a chance to listen to the Sabbath class all the way from where you are there in
Hallelujah.
Washington. And I praise the Almighty that the Most High has brought our spirits together, and I want you to tell your mother and your son and your family that we give our love to them, and may the Holy One of Israel bless and keep you all, okay?
Praise the mighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. And you the same and your congregation, the entire congregation of the house of Israel.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. Shalom, shalom. And we're going to go to area code 513. In the time we have left, we're going to try to get to Isaiah 66, but we're going to answer our phone lines. Area code 513, shalom, shalom, you on the air?
Shalom, shalom, my brother, Moray Elkanah.
Shalom, beloved
you, brother.
How you doing? Brother Elijah, El Belayah, how you doing?
Brother, I'm doing wonderful, and I wanted to not pigtail on what the sister just said, but I wanted to ride on my horse on what she said to compliment. Let me tell you what I saw last night. You know, I browse and look and be a watchman and see what they're trying to do and all. And I saw what this Christian minister said, that Pentecost was representing the Feast of Weeks. And he had it tied together where after the Passover, and on 50 days after that came up Pentecost or the Feast of Weeks. So just like she said, and just like we know, in every type of action that the Marcion family and the Piso family have done all their things to turn and make what Yahweh said in Psalms 83:6 true, they're
yeah.
in every kind of way trying to imitate, impersonate, counterfeit and do fraud on our people. So praise Yah for him doing
right.
the work that he did with his mouth. And I love you and continue on. If somebody else want to come on and praise Yah with their testimony, do so. Much love
praise
to you and your
Yahweh,
queen, brother.
Beloved, it's good hearing from you, and may the Holy One of Israel bless and keep you and your family. It's good. I give nothing but hallelujah to what you just said, because this is how we're supposed to honor and glory the Almighty. He deserves that. So praise Yahweh for what you said, and I love you, man.
Oh, and one more thing. To Maury Alicia, the prophet, and I missed to his mother and her passing. We didn't know it. We were surprised up this way.
Right.
But I'm so happy that you put it out as well. So thank you, beloved brother.
Well, praise the mighty Yahweh, brother. We just one big family. So we praise Yahweh for her and you all. And may Yahweh bless and keep you all in the congregations.
Yes, sir.
Shalom,
shalom.
Shalom. Praise the true and living Elohim. This has been a power-packed, honorable, glorious day honoring Yahweh. And it's not even a Sabbath day. The Sabbath day was yesterday. But we should always, always have Yahweh in mind and be wanting to glorify him. Y'all said, let not the rich man glory in his riches. Let not the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, but let him that like to brag, let him brag about this, that he understands and knoweth me, that I am Yahweh that executed justice, judgment, loving kindness in the earth. Yahweh said, for these things I delight. And I'm going to try to read Isaiah, the 66th chapter. I'm going to read what everybody's going to do in latter days. And this is what the Creator said in the few minutes that we got left. Yah said in Isaiah, the 66th chapter, starting at the 23rd verse, he said, and it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, said Yahweh. Oh, my goodness. Then he told us in Zechariah, and you got to see this, the 14th chapter of Zechariah. Look what Yahweh said concerning himself. In the book of Zechariah, the 14th chapter, the 16th verse, and it shall come to pass that every one that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, Yahweh of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And it shall be that whosoever shall not come up of all the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship their King, Yahweh of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain. Everybody, did you hear what I said? Everyone is going to have to bow to the Most High. Everyone is going to have to honor him. Don't you know? So we have to praise Yahweh. We have to honor him and give him his glory, because you know beyond the shadow of a doubt that if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't even be breathing. So let everything.